Welcome to the Magical Elections Podcast. It is about the intersection of astrology and magic. My name is Nina Griffin, and I am a traditional astrologer and magician. This podcast is where I discuss astrological magic, favorable magical elections, and host an informal exploration of the traditional magical arts. You can find previous episodes on your favorite podcasting platform, such as iTunes. You can visit my website at ninagriffin.com to read astrological articles and learn more about magical elections. What are magical elections? Many historic magical texts suggest that magical results are enhanced by astrologically electing the moment when the desired magical energies are at their height and performing the ritual at that time. In my experience, this is very much the case. However, most astrologers are not magicians, and most magicians are not astrologers. This is where I come in. Every month, I select a few auspicious dates and times, and also recommend traditional materials to use for maximum magical potency, the names of the angels and spirits that should be invoked, and the magical images associated with each talisman. I also include suggestions for further reading and learning, and a magical lesson on a different topic every month. This is all included in the monthly Magical Elections PDF, which you can buy at ninagriffin.com for $15. I will be teaching a comprehensive workshop on magical elections in Beijing this September 2019. It will be specifically September 20th through the 22nd. I think it's going to be great fun if you're interested and happen to be in that area. In addition to a lecture, we will also make a talisman together right there in class. I'm really looking forward to it. You can find out more information via the ninagriffin.com website. Today, we will talk about the following topics. We will discuss the contents of the June issue of Magical Elections, my experience with creating the 11th Lunar Mansion talisman, and finally, a discussion of benefic versus malefic talismans. The June issue of the Magical Elections PDF is now available at ninagriffin.com, and it clocked in at 24 pages this month. I found 7 elections for June, more than any before. June gives us the last opportunity for a Venus in Taurus talisman for love and sex, the fixed star Al-Kaid for protection and magic and in travel, the fixed star Al-Feka for goodwill and love from others, the fixed star Antares for mental acuity and vitality. There's also a Libra Deccan talisman for justice, truth, and good judgment. An 11th Lunar Mansion talisman for gaining charisma and favor. We'll talk about this one at some length today. And the 25th Lunar Mansion talisman for strengthening buildings and plants. There's also the usual magical lesson. This month, the lesson is an overview of key components of a successful ritual. This is especially helpful whether you are a new magician or a more intermediate one, and you want to make sure that your rituals are checking all of the magical boxes. I would like to tell you more about my experience with creating a talisman of the 11th Lunar Mansion. So, to back up a little bit, lunar mansions are a set of 28 segments of the zodiac through which the moon travels in the course of about 28 days, which is as long as it takes her to pass through all 12 signs of the zodiac. Each lunar mansion has a specific quality and energy, if you will, including a name and an associated spirit. The mansions are historically associated with electional opportunities. So, for example, the 25th mansion might be good for planting trees, but bad for marriages. However, in the medieval Arabic magical compendium, the Picatrix, the author gives instructions for creating a specific talisman for a single purpose for each mansion. Following those instructions, last month I created a talisman of the 11th Lunar Mansion to see if it's something I could recommend for my readers in June. I try not to experiment on my readers with talismans that I haven't tried myself, and I'm happy to report that it went very well. So there is an election of the 11th Lunar Mansion in the June issue of Magical Elections, which is available on my website now. Here is how I created the 11th Mansion talisman during the appointed time and wanted to share the experience with you to give you an idea for how to proceed. The 11th lunar mansion spans a few degrees in the sign of Leo. It goes from 8 degrees and 34 minutes of Leo to 21 degrees and 25 minutes of Leo, and it is called in Arabic Al-Zubra, or the main, because it was originally associated with the stars of the Leo constellation. Picatrix says that this mansion is for pride and receiving good, which I took to mean benefits from people in power who are in a position to help you move ahead. In my experience, it bestows charisma and glory. Now, each of the lunar mansions, according to the Picatrix, has a magical image, which is the picture that would go on the physical talisman that you create during this election. In this case, that image is a man riding a lion, grasping the lion's ear with his left hand and a spear with his right hand. The preferred material for this lunar mansion talisman is gold, which is not surprising because that is a solar material, so highly suitable to a lunar mansion of Leo, which is ruled by the sun. However, I used paper, which is something I do, especially when it's a mansion with whose effects I'm unfamiliar, and I don't want to invest too much money or effort into creating a metal or stone talisman. The other thing that's especially important with any of the traditional talismans, which include the lunar mansions, are so-called suffumigations. This is simply the use of incense in the ritual. Now, there is no suffumigation listed in the 11th lunar mansion, but according to Francis Barrett, who was a 19th century English occultist, he used saffron for this mansion. So I should emphasize that this is not traditional, but it does seem harmonious with the Leo 9 and solar symbolism of the 11th mansion, and it's a valuable and somewhat expensive material, which again seems suitable to the Leo symbolism here. The artist and magician Nigel Jackson suggests a color for this talisman, so again, this is not traditional, and he uses saffron gold, which is what I used in watercolor to create the talisman last month. Now, the last thing you will need, apart from the election itself, is the name of the spirit that you will need to invoke during the ritual. And there are alternate names given for the 11th lunar mansion. The two names are Neciel, which is N-E-C-I-E-L, or Nicol, N-E-C-O-L. There is usually no guidance on how to pronounce these names, and this is in fact a whole different podcast because it invokes the issue of barbarous names, which is it more important to say the name in any form in order to gain the energies of that particular spirit? Or do they have to be pronounced a very specific way, which is a more Kabbalistic approach where the sound itself is the magic? I will leave that up to you. So then during the appointed time, you create your magical circle and invoke all the necessary protective deities or angels. Then you invoke the specific spirit, and then you have to verbally and concisely express your wish for this talisman. And then you actually make your talisman. Then finally, you pass it through the smoke of the saffron to suffumigate it and imbue it with the celestial energies that you wish to contact. The suffumigation is particularly important because, as in many world traditions, it is thought to be the connection between the celestial and the earthly. And it carries your wishes up to the heavens in a very simplistic way, or you can think of it as something that is both physical and not physical, and it is a means by which the spirits can easily manifest here on Earth, which is not normally a congenial atmosphere for them. So this is what I did last month. I made a few of these talismans in the 30 minutes or so of the electional period, and I took one of them to my office. So let me tell you what happened. So when I placed it on the credenza in my office, I inadvertently covered up a Regulus talisman I already had in the same spot. Now, as you may know, Regulus is a fixed star, which is the heart of the celestial lion, and it is a talisman for victory. It has some of the similar meanings as the 11th mansion. Now, Regulus's associated planets are very, very militaristic. They are Mars and Jupiter, to give you a flavor of what we're dealing with here. And the interesting thing that happened was that within a couple of days of this, I received some very attractive speaking opportunities from very unexpected places, but could not go to either of them because I already had prior plans or the timing wasn't quite right. If it sounds like nobody puts Regulus in a corner, I think you're on to something. So after this went on for a couple of days, I finally had something of an epiphany on the morning of the third day. I had the very distinct and pressing thought that I needed to uncover the Regulus talisman and instead put it and the 11th Lunar Mansion talisman side by side instead of one in front of the other. Now I did that as soon as I got into the office, and then things really started happening. The same day I was informed that I would get a promotion I had been working toward for a long time, and on the same day, I was also offered a prestigious teaching opportunity in two of the subjects in which I am highly interested. So the lesson here is that whenever you have multiple powerful, militant talismans of conquest and victory, both of them which have sort of strong ego energies, and these definitely would include the 11th Lunar Mansion and the Regulus talismans, make sure that everyone has room to breathe and that everyone has equal attention. I think of them as two very competitive cats that have to share the same household. You want to make sure that everybody gets appropriate respect and attention and time with you. Now, I would add that for any Lunar Mansion talisman, including the 11th Lunar Mansion, it's important to recharge them every month when the moon again passes through that same mansion. Now, the recharging can be as involved or uninvolved as you want, but I do recommend that you state your wish again, which can change from one month to the next, as long as it stays within the general competency or theme of that Lunar Mansion. And I also suggest that you redo the suffumigation every month. There is something about these Lunar Mansion talismans that requires that monthly repetition for maximum efficacy. In my personal view and experience, it's kind of like building a relationship with that mansion's spirit. It's very much a living being, and your relationship and therefore ability to succeed in the themes of that mansion will depend on the strength of your relationship with this. Now it's time to get to the lesson component of the podcast, in which this month I will talk about the difference between malefic and benefic electional magic. As you probably know, talismans can be made using benefic, which are the pleasant and enjoyable celestial bodies, such as Venus and Jupiter, or malefic celestial bodies, such as Mars and Saturn, as well as most of the fixed stars. Now, these malefic bodies are more challenging, and they bring about the more difficult life experiences on balance. This is a very big topic, but I wanted to explore it here because I noticed that as people first start getting interested in astrological magic and are starting to think about what kind of talismans they would like to make, this is one of the first questions that comes up. Now, the vast majority of talismans that I recommend in the magical elections documents use benefic planets because most of our goals will be neatly served by the benefics. Malefics are a little more risky in the hands of beginners, and hopefully it's easy to imagine how we use benefic planets, but it can be a little bit tricky to understand how we can best use malefics for constructive purposes. Malefics can be helpful in several cases. One is when we want to take on the constructive side of a malefic planet, such as assertiveness, which belongs to Mars, or deep thought, which belongs to Saturn. Now, there are also malefic talismans used for destruction of enemies and pests, which have their own rules and which you can look up in any of the typical magical texts. Here, I will talk more about what to do if you want a planetary talisman of one of the malefic planets for constructive purposes, because there is such a thing. So, unlike with benefic planets, which can be used to some extent almost regardless of their condition, malefics are much more touchy and must be in strong condition before we approach them for favors. With benefics, the biggest risk is that the talisman simply won't work. With malefics, you could actively curse yourself, even just a little mildly. Think of malefics as your local mafia boss. You don't want to bother them for a favor unless you know that they have had just an excellent meal, are feeling good about the world, and are in a generous mood. The same is true of the malefic planets, and I would add the fixed stars, which again can have a malefic side unless handled with a little bit of care. Malefics act the most constructively when they are in strong zodiacal dignity, such as domicile and or exaltation, are unafflicted by the other malefics, such as whether it's Mars or Saturn or the South Node, and avoid the many accidental afflictions that can happen to a planet, such as being in one of the difficult houses, being combust, being in an inauspicious phase relative to the sun, and many, many more conditions. In addition to the condition of your focus planet in a talismanic election, you should also think about the condition of the moon. I'm familiar with the trend regarding intention setting, which is really a soft way to say magic spell at the new moon, which from an astrological perspective is counterproductive. This is because proximity to the sun is harmful to all the planets, including the moon. And of course, at the new moon, the moon is conjunct the sun. This condition is known as a combustion. My advice is not to do that if you want good results. This goes double for any rituals done on an eclipse, which is harmful and a good way to curse yourself inadvertently. Overall, my advice is stick with the benefic planets and stars, because that way your odds of unintentionally causing yourselves harm with talisman is low. Sometimes people do worry about this excessively and it prevents them from getting into magic. With malefics, the risk is greater just because there are more safeguards that have to be in place. But if you are a skilled astrologer who understands the ways that malefics can go wrong, you likely will not have any problems. If you would like to try this yourself and you would like to work with one of the malefic planets, you can wait until I post a carefully chosen constructive malefic election in the Malefic Elections PDF. That about wraps it up for this episode of Magical Elections. My name is Nina Griffin, and I welcome your comments and questions. You can reach me at ninagriffin.com, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I hope you have a magical June.